Well, Stephen, before we talk about the new album and some of your adventures on the road, you literally had some adventures on the road right on the highway there in California.
Yeah. On PCH, on my wife's birthday, boom, from behind there, we got hit from behind.
That's kind of
really kind of one of those things that a lot of people have gone through. And it's not fun. It's happened to me at least five, this is the fifth time in L.A. It just, I don't know if it's L.A. drivers or, it's L.A. drivers.
Well, we'll blame it on that, absolutely. Now, you're also going to be coming our way. You'll be up here in New England for several shows in late September, right?
That's right. I'm going to be doing the big E, I think it's called, or the Easy E. I don't know what it's called. I'll figure out more info. But it's from September 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. I'm going to be there hanging out in Massachusetts.
Well, it's
West Springfield.
That's a great area. Looking forward to it. I want to talk with you about the new album, Blueprint, out now on General Records. It's on, it's everywhere. You can get it on Apple Music as well and several sources and more information on your website as well. But it's a wonderful album. And I wanted to ask, in this day and age of independent recording, the world of recording has changed. On the one hand, an artist doesn't have to be beholden to labels as much anymore. On the other hand, you also don't get that label support. Do you find that you sort of have to be a one-man band in every sense of the word?
That's a good way to describe it. It is a one-man band. It's like all of a sudden I'm, shipping albums and doing stuff that I never did before because I always relied on my record company. And I've been with a few, I've been with, Warner Brothers, I was with ABC, I was with Universal, I was, Atlantic, I've been with a bunch of them. But it's you have more, say, which makes it a much more creative experience, because I did a lot of the artwork on Blueprint, but actually this time around I had this great girl named Angela work on it, and I'm really proud of the album. We worked really hard on it, and it's got all sorts of different songs on it that I think will appeal to people, hopefully.
Well, and one of the things I love about the album is I found myself listening to it the way we used to listen to albums, which is from start to finish. And
well, that's how I designed it. That's the best thing you could have said to me. That's great.
Well, yeah, and it's clear that you took a great deal of care in the sequencing of the songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always sequence my own albums, and I did this one too. It's just it has a flow about it that I really like. Actually, it brings you up, it brings you down, it turns you around, it buys you a bag of Cheetos. these are the things that we look for.
Well, I thought what we would do is maybe talk about a few of the songs in particular, and then when we play this back, we'll mix in the music as well so people can hear some of the songs. Let's start with the opening.
That'd be great.
Yeah, let's start with the opening track on the album, and certainly an interesting choice to cover Jonathan King's 1960s hit "Everyone's Gone to the Moon." What inspired you to give your take on that song?
Well, I always loved it. The original in 1965 was a big hit, but it was done, by this guy, and he had a kind of a streets full of people, all alone, roads full of houses, kind of a funny kind of voice. But I always loved the lyrics, and I thought it was really interesting and kind of strange, esoteric, and I don't know what. But it always appealed to me, and for the last 10 years, I've been doing it in concert, playing in concert. And I always wanted to record a version of it, so we did. And we wanted to make it a little space age. And in another way, it draws me to the title. It really feels like the way America's been lately, that everyone's gone to the moon. You know what I mean? It's a metaphor.
Perfect for this election season, it would seem.
Streets full of people, all alone. Rows full of houses, never home. Church full of singing, out of tune. Everyone's gone to the moon. Eyes full of sorrow, never wet. Hands full of money, all in debt. Sun coming out in the middle of June. Everyone's gone to the moon. Cars full of motors, painted green. Mouths full of chocolate, covered cream. Arms that can only lift a spoon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon. Everyone's gone to the moon.
Toward the middle of the album, a couple of back-to-back songs that I absolutely love. Vintage Stephen Bishop in many ways, but also with a new feel as well. Can you talk about I'll Sleep on the Plane?
Yeah, no, I'll Sleep on the Plane. That's kind of my little tribute to Steely Dan in a little way. I mean, not that I could ever come close to even touching the hem of their garment. But they're like, you know, always, I mean, their lyrics have influenced me so much. I love the Steely Dan lyrics, and I wanted to have, you know, some strange lyrics and a strange song. I had these two styles of writing. I had this kind of mushy side where, you know, and I love you and everything's wonderful. And then I had this other side that's kind of a little strange, like songs like I'll Sleep on the Plane. On my other album, Blue Guitars, I had a song called Picasso Played a Blue Guitar, and that was a strange kind of a song with strange esoteric lyrics. So I'll Sleep on the Plane, you know, it has a bit at the end where it says, you know, the guy's talking to his girlfriend who they've just gone to Rome, and he says, you'll wear your white fake fur in the Vatican Hall.
I love
stuff
it.
Like that.
She was late to the party, couldn't find a thing to wear. She looks just like Emma Stone, posing for Playboy as she reads Voltaire. One more pretty girl. crying the tears of a child. Now her boyfriend tries to con some guys he met on Deuces Wild, and they say, hey, yo. So he jumps out the window, throws all the money in the back of his Jag, and they chase him through town. He's gonna be their new punching bag, but he lost him in Jersey. He's with this girl back home. Says, I got a little money, pack your bags, we're going to Rome. I've been up all night, but I'll sleep on the plane.
How about track number 9, the wonderful Holy Mother? Can you, for anybody who doesn't know the backstory on that, can you talk about that one?
Yeah. One day, I was staying at. This is going to sound like I'm making it up, but it's true. I was staying at Eric Clapton's house, or his castle, I guess, in Guildford, and. I had gone there to England to go to Phil Collins' wedding, and this is in the mid-80s, and I was staying at Clapton's with him and his then-girlfriend, Patty, and I wound up, one day I came down to the study, and he was down there, and he said, you know, he asked me if I would want to write a song called Holy Mother with that title. And I thought, wow, that's kind of religious. But, you know, and I was kind of going through a down period back then. I was not feeling the greatest. So I wound up relating to it and went upstairs and started kind of it going. And then he worked on it later, and it turned into this song that was, you know, recorded by him on his August album, and also he did an incredible, it's on YouTube, a duet with Pavarotti, and there's Pavarotti singing words that I worked on. It was pretty amazing.
Stars fall from the sky. from crying. Oh, I need your help this time to get me through this lonely night. Tell me, please, which way to turn to find myself again. Holy Mother, hear my prayer. Somehow I know you're still there. Help me, please, find peace of mind. Take away this pain. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait any longer. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait for you.
Now, you close out the album. We're talking with Stephen Bishop. His new album is called Blueprint. You close it up with a very familiar song, the theme from Tootsie, It Might Be You, but a very different take on it.
Yeah, it's a more up version. And, you know, the producer kept saying, try something different. Don't do what you always do. You know, don't do the bit at the end going, wow, wow, you know, and all this stuff. No. He said he's got to be different than the original, so we try to do that.
Watching trains go by all of my life, lying on the sand, watching seabirds fly, wishing there would be someone waiting home for me. Something's telling me it might be you. It's telling me might be you. All of my life, looking back, is love. walking past. All of my life, wondering how they met and what makes it last. If I found the place, would I recognize the face? Something's telling me it might be you. Yeah, it's telling me it might be you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So many quiet walks to take, so many dreams to wait, and with so much love to me. Yeah, yeah. I think we're gonna need some time. Maybe all we need is time. And it's telling me it might be you. All of my life.
It's you. It's you. It's you.
I've been saving love songs.
Now, you talked about the different styles and different types of songs that that you like to do, and probably my two favorite Stephen Bishop songs are at not completely different ends of the spectrum. Although Sex Kittens Go to College is right up there, but
oh God,
I love.
And Eric Clapton was playing on that.
I know. I love Rock and Roll Slave from Careless. But
wow,
I'm,
you know your stuff, huh?
Oh, I do indeed. But I'm a big fan, and a song that. In a different time, I think would have been a huge hit. I Go Numb.
Yeah, I Go Numb. Yeah,
I
always liked that too. Andrew Gold. That he's part of the writing on that, and then he produced it on Blue Guitars.
Has this?
I miss him so much sometimes.
No, absolutely. Has the songwriting process changed for you over the years?
Well, it's easy to get lazier. That's for sure. But I try and collaborate a little bit more than I used to, because it kind of forces me to work. I'm working on this new movie right now with a writer, and it's going well. But it's the way I can really structure, because I have to force myself and not watch reruns of Leave It to Beaver.
Now, you sort of had a collaboration with Beyonce, right?
Yeah, kind of. I'd like to say, oh, yeah, she invited me over. We hung out. Jay-Z came by. She made this special kind of tea she likes. No, that didn't happen. No, she sampled my song "On and On," one of the guitar licks in "On and On."
Well, that
and it runs all the way through the song that she recorded called "Ring Off." It's a little lick that's in the song. It goes like,
right.
It's something like that, and just all the way through "Ring Off." And I thought, I thought she was going to, put it out as a single. In fact, I was 100% sure. And that old line, you know, don't count your chickens. Well, my chickens were lined up, counted. And then her mother broke up with her father and remarried this guy, and they didn't want to know about that song.
No.
Because it was all about her mother.
I wanted, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about inspiration, too. And can you talk about the role that, Bobby Vinton's There I've Said It Again played for you?
God, when did I say that? That's true. That's true. I don't know. It really was one of the first crooner type songs that Bobby Vinton sang that song that was so... I used to play it over and over. I don't know. It was just really stuck out as a great ballad. You know, there I've said it again. Yeah. I tried to shout out the thing that is in it. They're open enough for you. But wild and amazing, and now it's amazing. That I love you, and it's heavenly, believe me. You know, it's actually the construction of that melody is phenomenal, really.
That's great stuff right there. A little bonus for us here.